welcome to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill, 310 North Main, right here in Maryville, Missouri. We're glad you're with us tonight. We've got a great show. However, an abbreviated one tonight, because here in about 6:40, we're going to go live to Ames, Iowa, with John and Matt for the call of the Northwest women's team as they get their season underway this year under new head coach Mark Kellogg. So an exciting time as Northwest goes into Big 12 land tonight to play the Iowa State Cyclones in women's basketball. We've got a great show for you tonight, though. We've got Bearcat head coach Scott Lorick is here, runners Brittany Poole and Ryan Darling, both of the Bearcat cross-country team. We've also got Coach Adam Dorrell here tonight to talk about last week's big win and the upcoming homecoming football game on Saturday afternoon. Lots of activities, lots of things going on around Bearcat Nation here this week. So we hope you would be included in all of those activities, all the ones that you can anyway, and come out and support your Bearcats. We'll also be talking about this weekend cross-country team has lots of activities going on. They're going to be involved in the NCAA Central Regional Championships on Saturday in Joplin. So we'll be talking to both Coach Lorick and Brittany and Ryan about those things. We also, I would like for you to join me in thanking Jim and Amy at the student body in Maryville, providing all the Bearcat gear as they give away each and every Thursday. Thanks to the student body for that. And let's not forget about the great folks here at Carson Sports Grill for hosting the Bearcat Coaches Show each Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Let's give everyone at Carson's a nice round of applause as well. Also, I'd like to remind you to please get your question and answer cards filled out. We're going to do our best, even though we're abbreviated tonight. We're going to try our best to get questions in. So if you'll hand those, you've got cards on your tables. If you want to ask either Coach Lorick or Coach Dorrell any questions, please get those turned in to us to your server as quickly as you can. It's a short show tonight, so we're going to get started. When we return, we'll hear from Bearcat Cross Country Coach Scott Lorick. After this one-minute timeout, you're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work and driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, family-owned since 1951, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show, joined now by Scott Lorick, Bearcat cross-country coach. Coach Lorick, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the Bearcat cross-country teams. The both men and women have a big meet coming up this weekend, the NCAA Central Region Championships in Joplin. You look up and down your roster on both teams, and you have to be extremely pleased with everything your teams have accomplished so far this year.
Absolutely. You know, we came into this year thinking with, you know, a lot of high hopes, and our seasons, you know, they really come to a culmination this weekend. This is really the biggest weekend for us. But, yeah, we've got a great group of seniors and a great group coming in after this. I'm very happy with the freshmen that we brought in this year. So I think our team is at a significantly high level, and I think we're going to stay there.
You know, I know that you went into the MIAA championships, both your teams, men and women, both had high expectations, a little bit disappointed coming out of that 2 weeks ago. As you hosted that tournament this year at the Maryville Country Club, is it hard to host and still focused on what you're trying to accomplish? And is there more pressure on the kids to perform in front of that home crowd?
You know, I think there is. And, you know, so rare, probably once every 10 years, we get to host a conference championship. So when we do, yeah, I think that's just a natural thing. And as far as our team goes, we ran real well. We ran our hearts out. I think we did as good a job as we could have done. You know, but we were a little disappointed because we just know we're a better team than what we showed. As far as, you know, hosting and things like that, the team knows that when we host a home event, whether it's a track meet or a cross-country meet, they're not going to see me. And, you know, that's a tough thing because when we're on the road, I get to coach right up through there and I get to be accessible and things like that. But when we're hosting, then, of course, I'm also the meet director. So we really have to take care of things, you know, ahead of time and the day before and things like that to handle all those issues. So just in that regard, it is a whole different kind of atmosphere than what we're used to.
Speak to, I know people I think would be really interested, how you get your teams prepared, particularly for a big event like this Saturday.
Well, you know, it's different because our sport is really all about the science of running and the, you know, all the physiological things that, you know, we put into it. So, you know, we start our training program, you know, like back in May, and it really goes through the next May. So as a coach, when I'm training, as we look at the whole year as a whole block. So it's you know, obviously different from the other sports, is, you know, putting in offensive and defenses, but we're really looking at cardiovascular and physical development over a period of 12 months and really trying to distribute that so we can be at our best in cross country in November and then an outdoor track in May. So it's, our sport is really about the science. And then along with that, it's about the mental side as well.
I was going to ask about that. I think everyone knows just how physically demanding cross country is. But is the sport on the mental side just as daunting maybe as the physical side?
Oh, absolutely. And I think in some cases it's even more so. With all of our people on our team, I mean, we go into it with a race plan. And really, the race plan is really what they're going to do mentally. So our sport is all about what they're going to be thinking about and at different stages of the race and what they want to be pressing and when they're going to be, how they can be relaxed. And you know, when you're talking about, basically, we're talking about a sport where you are trying to distribute your energy level so you get to the finish line exhausted and not before then. So it's really, you know, in measuring that between whether it's a 5,000 meters or a 10,000 meters or something like that, that's where everything comes in. If you make mistakes on that and, you know, you use up too much mental energy early, so, you know, you get into problems there. So really the distribution and the management of the physical and the mental and the emotional energy is what our sport is.
Is that just something that each individual kind of has to learn, and they have to know how their body reacts, that kind of thing,
it
to
is.
Be able to do that?
It is. And our best runners really have a good handle on what they do. So when I work with them, it really differs with different individuals. But the bottom line is that individual athlete really has to know what they're doing because they're the one who has to be in control of it.
Give us a rundown a little bit about some of the individuals that will be representing Northwest, because you really have a nice blend of upperclassmen and you've got some good younger runners as well.
Absolutely. Well, on the men's side, I mean, it starts with Ryan Darling. He's been our number one runner all year. He's a senior right now, and unfortunately for us, he's graduating December, so he's used his last track season. So this, the end of this season is where he's going with his collegiate career. But he's just absolutely been a tremendous job for us and really has been improving. And, you know, if we could go back and look at where he was as a freshman to where he is now in cross country, it's absolutely astounding. But beyond that, we have another senior named Jared Walker, who's finishing up his career at the same time as Ryan Darling, who's our, you know, in our top five. But we also have Drew Kiefer, who's a sophomore, who has just missed being all-conference last week. We have Jacob Henry, who's a junior, and so those two guys will be coming back next year. And then I think maybe the big surprise for us, we have a freshman named Nolan Zimmer, who's been consistently now our number two runner. And he's, like I said, he's just a freshman, so he's got a whole career ahead of him, and he's just doing outstandingly.
Talk a little bit about how you advance. What you're running for this week, as far as what the criteria is on advancing team-wise and individually.
At the region championships, there's 8 regions in the United States, and our region gets, for the men, 4 qualifying spots that advance to the national championships, and our women's side gets 5. And they're different numbers based on how that region performed the year before at the national championship. So it's sort of like the region earns an extra spot, basically, if their people from their region finish high enough, which our region has done. And then beyond that, the top 3 individuals not on one of those qualifying teams also advance to the national championship.
Coach, good luck. We appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck on Saturday.
Hey, thank you very much.
Folks, give him a nice round of applause. That's Coach Scott Larick of the Bearcat Cross Country team. When we return, we'll be talking to one of his great runners, Brittany Poole, will join us when we return after this 1 minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show right here live at Carson Sports Grill.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Services include open bowling daily, lanes and cosmic bowling for all ages, as well as lane rental for special occasions. Bearcat Lanes and Lounge, located at 1803 South Main, 562-2571.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live at Carson Sports Grill. We're joined now by Brittany Poole, a senior from Omaha, Nebraska. Please give Brittany a nice round of applause. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I should have mentioned at the top when I was introducing Brittany, I think another round of applause is necessary because Brittany is our All-American from last year in the steeplechase. What do you say about that? Brittany, give us a rundown of your individual season up to now and also your impressions of the women's team overall this season.
Well, we've had a few meets that have been a little bit rocky for everyone on the team, and also meets where we've really thrived. And I would say that so far our best meet as an individual myself and also the team was at Fort Hays. The girls ran a 5K, which is 1,000 kilometers shorter than usual. So that was nice to kind of switch it up a little bit, and the course was flatter than usual, so a lot of us did well at that particular meet.
Okay. What are some of the things? I know that the big meet you're preparing for right now is regionals in Joplin on Saturday. What are some of the events that you're entered in as you compete in Joplin Saturday?
We're taking our top 7 girls and boys out to Joplin, like you mentioned, and the girls run 6 kilometers and the boys run 10. So.
Okay. And give the audience a sense of your day-to-day preparations. How do you get ready for a meet, you personally, for a meet like this Saturday?
Well, tomorrow, for example, we're going to be departing at 9 in the morning as a team and driving down there. And when we get there, we usually like to go to the course and run the course just so we can kind of get a feel for different things along the course to make sure we make mental note of for the race the following day. And then we go to dinner and usually have some nice pasta. And then at night we have team meetings in our hotels and get our bib numbers and chips for our shoes for the race, and then visualize and stuff before we go to bed and think about what we want to do, and then wake up and perform well, hopefully.
How many, talk about the physical side of preparing. What do you do, during the week? How many miles do you run? How do you get ready to compete in meets like this?
It kind of depends. It's on a day-to-day basis. On days where we have workouts, our mileage is higher, usually getting around 8 or so miles for those hard days. And then there's also recovery days where we'll go for like a 5-mile run. So it kind of just depends depending on the day. And then pre-meet, which is tomorrow, the day before the race, is just real short. And then we finish with some strides just to get our legs turning over before the race.
Now, you were the top female runner in the MIAA championships for Northwest. What are your goals going into Saturday? What would you like to accomplish?
I would definitely like to see our team advance to nationals. In order to do that, we have to be top five. So, yeah, that's definitely one of my number one goals. And then I would also like to set a PR for myself, a personal record, and hopefully run a 6K faster than I ever have. So.
Okay. Talk a little bit. We'll switch gears now. Talk a little bit about your major. You are a senior at Northwest and your plans upon graduation.
Yeah, I'm an elementary education major. I have a minor in psychology. This spring I'm going to be student teaching at Eugene Field here and training for my last outdoor eligibility in the steeplechase. And then upon graduating, I haven't quite decided. If I want to start teaching, I'm going to move back to Omaha and hopefully get a teaching job around that area. And if not, I've also been thinking about staying and getting a GA position and working on my master's. So I'm not sure which route I'm going to take yet.
Okay, good luck. Talk a little bit. We're going to now go to the fun questions for the students. And we find out lots of great information on these questions, I really have to say. They're hard-hitting. You know, it's journalism at its best.
Right.
Talk about your favorite music.
Actually have become a country fan since moving to Maryville. My favorite artist would have to be Eric Church. I also like Jason Aldean, you know, all those good guys.
Are you going home tonight and watching the CMAs?
I mean, it wasn't on my agenda, but it's a possibility.
How about your favorite meal? Is it something that you guys go out and eat someplace or cook, or is it something that maybe the family meal that you consider your favorite meal?
My favorite family meal would have to be chicken cordon bleu with some cheesy potatoes. And then my favorite meal at a restaurant, we're actually going there tomorrow, is chicken Alfredo at Olive Garden.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about nicknames? Have they pegged any nicknames on you, either here at Northwest or maybe at home when you're younger?
Yes, I have two. My dad and close friends call me B, and my friends and some people on the team call me Grace because I'm not the most graceful person that you'll meet.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I won't go into that. I won't make you tell us why.
Thank you.
How about most prized possession?
Not really a possession, but my nephew probably.
Okay.
I would say.
And the question I ask everyone, and the one that you were dying for me to tell you before we went on and I wouldn't, what would surprise us to know about Brittany Poole?
Oh, that's tricky. Well, along with the not being very graceful thing, I guess it would be kind of surprising to know that I danced competitively for 14 years of my life when I was younger.
What kind of dance?
Tap and jazz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna? Have you kept that up at all, or
No, not at all.
You turned that in for running, right?
Yeah, my flexibility took a turn for the negative, so we don't do that very much.
Brittany, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it, and good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
How about it, everyone? Brittany Poole of the Bearcat Cross Country Team, our All-American at Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back and we'll talk to Ryan Darling of the men's cross-country team. We'll do that right after this one-minute break. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show right here on your flagship station for the Bearcat Radio Network, KXCV.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
At this time, we would like for you to welcome from the men's cross country team, Ryan Darling, to the show. Ryan is a senior from Prairieville, Louisiana. Ryan, thanks for joining us this evening.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ryan, I know you have ties to Northwest, but what made you decide to come to Northwest Missouri State all the way from Prairieville, Louisiana?
Well, that would have to be my dad. He ran for Northwest back in 1975. And he's actually being inducted in the Hall of Fame on Saturday. And he was the one that first got me into running. And when I was trying to look at colleges, look where I wanted to go, I kind of wanted to go out of the state. And he told me he loved Northwest and loved his time up here. And I think it's the best decision I've ever made.
Your decision you said was the best one you ever made. Why do you say that?
Oh, it's got to be the team. I mean, all my best friends are on the team. Coach Lork has been an amazing coach. I mean, when I first got here, it was pretty rough. Had a lot of transition I had to do, but around my second semester, freshman year, sophomore year, I really started getting the hang of it, and it was all part of, you know, coach's plan and being around the great guys on the team and stuff.
I know you won't be here this weekend for homecoming because you will be in Joplin, but as you mentioned a little earlier, it's a special time for your family. Your dad's being inducted into the Bearcat Hall of Fame. Talk to us a little bit about what that means to you and what that means for your family.
Well, it means a lot. My dad's always, I mean, he's probably told me every running story he's ever had 100 times. And, I mean, it's kind of just grown on me. It's like, oh, I've always wanted to be a runner. And, you know, come to Northwest, kind of following in his footsteps. And I always call him after every race and talk times and talk workouts. And it's just, I mean, it means a lot to know that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame here. And I can kind of, you know, carry on his legacy, I guess.
Talk a little bit about your season individually. You are the number one runner for the men's cross-country team here at Northwest. Talk about your season individually and the team so far.
The team's been, like Brittany said, a little bit up and down. We've had some really good meets, and then we've had some meets where we kind of struggled with. First meet of the year, we had our home meet, and everyone ran pretty well, but we didn't really have much competition. Then we went to Greeno, and I got mixed up with a few D1 teams there, and the team actually ran fairly well. We have a couple guys that didn't do that good, but overall we ran pretty well. GRIAC was kind of a rougher race for us. Just everyone was pretty tired. That's kind of been the middle point of the season. Workouts are being pretty hard. And then we came at 4-Day State, and we took down 4-Day State, which actually turned out to be the conference champions. So I think we were all kind of disappointed about that because, I mean, that's a team we beat, but we'll get them this weekend.
Talk about, you know, give us a rundown. Give us the day in the life during training time for Ryan Darling. What do you do from whenever you get up until the time you go to bed?
Well, usually I wake up about 15 or so minutes before class and try to grab a quick snack before. But, I don't know. I try to get a light lunch because I usually have a workout or run in the afternoon and go to classes, stay on top of things, try to stay organized because it does get pretty busy when you're doing a lot of miles and trying to keep up with school stuff. But I don't know. Usually I procrastinate a lot, so I'm the guy doing laundry at 9 o'clock tonight before we have to leave tomorrow. So,
talk a little bit about your major. I know what you're a nanoscale or a nanoscale biology major, is that right?
Molecular biology now.
Molecular biology. Yeah. Talk a little bit about your major and since you are a senior, what you're going to do upon graduation.
Well, I've always loved biology and I love my major. It's been going great. I'm also minoring in biochem. I graduated in December, so right now I'm actually looking at grad schools. I'm looking at Mizzou and LSU. So want to kind of further my education a little bit more before looking for a job.
Okay. Talk a little. Now we'll go to the hard-hitting questions. Favorite music?
Well, I'm with Brittany. I like country, too, but I think my favorite band's got to be Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Yeah.
No Cajun music for you, huh?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Coach, I think Coach likes Cajun music. I mean, he always is singing some, but...
Well, we should have asked him what would surprise everyone to know about...
I think he's got a Cajun CD.
He's got a Cajun CD, okay. How about your favorite meal? Is it a family meal, or...?
Well, I do miss jambalaya and crawfish a lot. I mean, whenever I go home, I go to the jambalaya shop and get some jambalaya. It's pretty good down there, so...
How about nicknames? Have they pegged one on you?
I think the only one I really have is just my last name, Darling. That's what everyone calls me. It's kind of weird when people don't know me. They just think...
Nobody breaks out in song or something.
Yeah, Oh My Darling. I've heard Oh My Darling quite a few times.
Okay. So. How about your most prized possession?
Probably be my black lab, Gunther. Okay. Part of the family.
Do you have your black lab up here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about, what would surprise us to know about Ryan Darling?
I actually have an identical twin that goes to LSU. He still lives in Louisiana. But he comes up here every once in a while. We play tricks on people and stuff, so it's pretty
fun. Have you done that all your life?
No, we actually didn't do that in school or anything. But when he came up here his first time, my sophomore year, I think we had to meet Coach's wife, Shelly, and we had to meet some of the guys on the team and stuff. And I think you met Coach, too. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Ryan, thanks very much. We appreciate you taking the time tonight before you head off to Joplin tomorrow morning. And good luck in Saturday's meet.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Folks, give him a nice round of applause. That's Ryan Darling of the Bearcat cross-country team. When we come back, we'll have Coach Adam Dorrell of the Bearcat football team. We'll do all that and more right after this one-minute break. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in Maryville.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com. Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MarylandVilleMO.org.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, home of the Bearcat Coaches Show. Please welcome at this time the head coach of your Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell.
Thank you. Rodney, I would like to take a second for those of you that did not know, it's Coach Rosewell's 49th birthday today. Coach Rosewell's out.
Let's
coach
get
Rosie.
Coach
Rosie. Happy birthday.
If we weren't on an abbreviated... He popped his head in and waved. If we wasn't on an abbreviated schedule tonight, we'd sing happy birthday to him. We'd have that. Can you sing?
No, I cannot. I was not musically blessed at all.
I've been told you sing on the sidelines from time to time.
I do. The national anthem.
Yeah.
But very, very quietly.
Let's talk about homecoming week. Right off the bat, you're a hometown boy. You played for the Spoofhounds. You played for the Bearcats. You coach for the Bearcats. You're head coach of the Bearcats. What's homecoming mean to you?
It means a lot. It really does. I think just when you kind of use that word when I was young, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is the parade. I used to love the parade and all the candy and all the good stuff. And so it means a lot to me. It really does. And it's something that it's very, very big here, as you know. And I've been at four different universities, and by far this is homecoming here is the most important, where the school actually gets tied in with the community, and it's very important to them. So, you know, we're very excited about it. I think it's something, you know, we've always done well is we get our kids to understand that, and kids that you've coached now when they come back for homecoming and they get a chance, you get a chance to talk to them. It's good to see them smile and have a lot of fun.
We want to get right to last week's game now. Your Bearcats are coming off maybe one of the most impressive games of the year. It seems every week to start, week after week, defensively. Your defense has been absolutely outstanding, and they were again last Saturday.
Yeah, they have been. The strength of our football team right now is, without question, our defense. And, you know, I can't say enough about the job our kids are doing, our staff is doing. You know, Coach Rock, Coach Ryan, Coach Boswick. I mean, they're getting our kids ready to play. You know, last week, just the total defensive effort was as fine as I've ever seen. But take that a step further. Our secondary was just lights out last week. And it just, you know, from an offensive guy's standpoint, from a play calling standpoint, it gives me so much confidence to know that our defense is going to play that well. And we're very confident as a football team right now. And it's not, you know, that false confidence. It's confidence because kids are working hard. They believe in each other and they're practicing well. We had another good week of practice.
Good. Tuck, you know, on the third play last week, Washburn hauled in a 26-yard pass. And after that, four Bearcat interceptions transpired, six on the day.
Yeah.
The defense put the offense in some short fields, and you jumped out to a big lead.
We did, Ronnie, and we scored on those on all the turnovers, and that was very important. The thing that I think was maybe the play of the game is we're up 7-0, and we fumble inside our 10, and Washburn has the ball on the 4-yard line, and they run out and throw a slant, and Travis Manning picks it off, and then to me they were done after that, and our team just took off. And you know, if they score there and tie it up 7-7, that might have been a different game, but you know, it didn't happen.
Yeah, you mentioned a little bit about your coaching staff, and you know, probably we don't talk enough about, you know, all your coaches, because you've got a great coaching staff. They put in a lot of time with film study, with game plans. You must be proud of that coaching staff. They're constantly coaching their position groups. They're constantly giving their kids tips to succeed.
Yeah, they are. Just from my standpoint, what our defensive staff allows me to do is I don't worry about it. You know, I mean, literally, you know, I get a report from them Tuesday before practice, kind of what they're going to do through the week. So I have stuff to talk about with the media, so I know what's going on. But I've got complete confidence in those guys, and they do a really good job, I think, of you know, I think coaches sometimes don't get enough credit for being teachers. They're good teachers. They're teaching our kids right now through video, through walkthroughs, and then on the practice field. And then, you know, our offensive staff, Coach Floor, does a great job with our kids. He does a really good job of putting kids in a position to succeed, and he doesn't ask kids to do things that they can't do. And then Joel Osborne, obviously receiving coach, but Joel right now, if you look at some of the stuff we're doing recruiting right now and the way we're marketing Northwest Missouri State football, it's really good. It's cutting edge stuff for Division II football. And, you know, we had 80-something kids down at Arrowhead. We're going to have another 67 recruits on campus this week. And in the past, it's maybe just been invite. These are kids that we've watched video on or we've had in camp, and they're kids we're very interested in. So, I'm proud of them. And we have a lot of fun, too. You know, that's the thing. I think when you get into big games and pressure situations, I think the thing I always rely on is what I learned from Mel is just, you know, kind of keep things light and have a lot of fun. And I think that comes down to the kids, too, and I think it helps the kids stay loose and relaxed.
One important part, you know, we talk a lot about that secondary, but, you know, one of the things that, you know, you hear in defensive coaches say all the time is you've got to have good guys up front to make the back end look good, and you've got to have people in the back end that make the front look good. And you've been doing it with four down linemen and getting pressure on the quarterback week after week.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're not having to open ourselves up to potentially a big play by blitzing. And when we do blitz, we're being effective with it. But right now we're getting press and push with a four-man rush. And, you know, the other thing, Ronnie, right now we're playing so many kids on defense. We're playing 8 and 9 defensive linemen. You know, we're playing 5 or 6 linebackers. And, you know, we're playing 6, 7 kids in the back end. And so there's so much competition there amongst them, each other, to have a good week of practice if they want to play. And it's just, you're really seeing it pay off on Saturdays right now.
Right now, you're 8-1 in the conference. You're in a three-way tie with Emporia State and Missouri Western. They never seem to get any easier week after week in the MIAA. It's another big game this week for the Bearcats with Emporia State, who also comes in 8-1. What type of game can we expect, and what will Emporia try to accomplish?
Well, I think the first thing that you need to expect is what I've told our kids all along. I mean, you're playing a football team that their back's against the wall. They just had a poor performance last week, and they're a talented football team. They're not 8-1 by luck. They've earned those wins, and so I've really tried to get our kids to focus on that. You know, you've got teams fighting for their playoff life, and we're going to get a team in here that's coming off a poor performance in their mind, and they're going to come in here and play hard. I think the things to look for, you know, there's a lot of things on both sides. I think if we can make them one-dimensional on defense and make them just throw the football, I feel good. You know, go flip it to the other side. You know, they're not going to sit there and watch us run the football up and down the field like Missouri Western did. They're going to try to stop the run, I think, and, you know, we're looking for them. They played some bear defense this year in Double Eagle, and you know, basically when they're doing that, they're playing man coverage across the board. So we've got to pick our times to run the football, and we've got to be in good formations where we can block everybody. And then I think the key to the game is going to be special teams. I think there's an area where if I look at us on paper, I think we can gain a huge advantage over them.
We haven't talked much about the offense, but since coming back from injury a few weeks ago, your quarterback, Trevor Adams, has completed 70% of his passes. He's thrown for 14 touchdowns, and in that same stretch, James Franklin, he just keeps racking up yardage and also has scored, seven rushing touchdowns in that time, and now tied or in sole possession of fourth place all time for touchdowns from the running back position.
Yeah, you know, let's start with our quarterback. He's doing a phenomenal job of doing his job, and he's not forcing the football down the field and not making, you know, poor decisions. And, you know, the thing that I just keep telling him each week, that gives us so much confidence as a coaching staff when you can be aggressive in your play calling and send your quarterback out there, know that if it's not there, he understands this. We have one of the best punters in the country, and we've got a great defense. And so he's relying on them, and it's fun to watch because it's just, again, it filters down to the rest of our offensive staff. And then James is doing such a great job. And by James being able to run the football, that is allowing us to move Jordan Simmons outside. And right now, he's deadly out there. You know, it's he's a guy that's running double move routes and doing all kinds of things. So by James being successful, it's allowing us to be better on offense by, you know, giving Tyler Shaw some help out at right receiver and John Hinchy.
We've only got just a little over a minute left. Let's get right to the audience questions. At this point in any season, there's a variety of injuries. How's the overall health of the team?
It's great. For this time of the year, I really couldn't ask for any better. Of course, you got your little bumps and bruises, but this time of the year, we're really healthy.
Another question from the crowd. How many more seasons of eligibility do the Dixon Twins have at Northwest Missouri?
They'll have one after this year.
One more year?
Yes, sir. Yep. They're both transfer kids, juniors when they got here.
Okay. How about how many more Arrowhead games do we have?
We have one for sure. One more Arrowhead for sure, and then Pittsburgh State rotates off the schedule for 2 years, and you know, we'll see what happens after that. They come back online. Maybe we can get it going again.
15 seconds, Coach. We've been road dogs for 4 weeks. We've won four. First time.
Yeah.
We've only done it four times, you need a big crowd this week.
We do. We need a big crowd. We need a loud crowd. Our kids are so – I wish you would have seen their faces after the game at Topeka. I mean, they're genuinely excited about being home, and they know how important homecoming is here to everybody. And, you know, like I said, I can't ask anything more. We've had a great week of practice, and we're ready to go.
Thanks, Coach Dorrell.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. That's Adam Dorrell, head coach of the Bearcats. That'll do it for us this week. We now go live to Ames, I guess it is, with John and Matt for the Bearcat women's basketball debut.